cars frequently, eyes on the rear-view mirror, always watching for the overtaking gunmen, the shark-like cars that would cruise the seafront. We Westerners like routine, the 9 o'clock drive to the office, the 1 o'clock lunch. So I avoided routine. I went to work in the middle of the afternoon, 8 in the early hours. I booked seats on Lebanese airliners with no intention of flying on them. Let the kidnappers wait on the airport road for me, in vain. Make it difficult for them to find me. All of us, Lebanese and Westerners alike, lived in fear of the underground prison. There were dozens of them, just like this one, 4 floors below ground in West Beirut. Britons and Americans spent years in prisons like this. We publicised their plight, but we largely ignored the suffering of 17,000 Lebanese who were also kidnapped, almost all of whom were murdered by their captors. Several Lebanese were murdered in this very prison. In 1980, an Iranian hit squad led by a Lebanese, Anis Nakash, tried to kill the Shah's last prime minister in Paris. Seized by the French police and sentenced to prison, he was released after Iran demanded his freedom and after Islamic Jihad allowed 3 French hostages in Beirut to go home. Anis Nakash, a free man now, here surely is someone who might try to justify the holding of those Western hostages.
French government, American government, English government, they were always implicated in the politics of the Middle East, implicated in the problem of Palestine, implicated in the problem of to support Israel and the aggressivity of Israel against our people. They were implicated in the war between Iran and Iraq, and they didn't ask themselves if it was right to support them, if the Iranian people was innocent, if it, the Iraqi people was innocent or not. So I mean, when they decide a political decision, they don't care about innocent. This is the big lesson, I'm sorry to say, that the big government give to the poor people like us, to the small country. They give us the lesson, there is nothing to think about the innocent. What is innocent? When we calculate political situation.
But if one takes the case of, say, John McCarthy, the British journalist, or my close friend Terry Anderson, the American journalist, these men were truly innocent. There was no way you could say they were involved in any security services or anything else. Yeah. In the case of Terry, his father and brother died while he was in captivity for 7 years. Mm. Could you find a way of justifying that on any personal level?
No, there is no any justification for this, but there is explication, and there is difference between I justify and I explain. Because now our people, when you see innocent, as I told you before, they say, yes, they were in jail for 6 years or 5 years maybe, innocent, but every day we have innocent, they are died just like yesterday, you know, for example, in South Lebanon, boy, children, women, family, complete family, houses destroyed by the aggression of Israel, and they are also innocent, and nobody do anything to stop this aggression.
The headquarters of the Hezbollah is in Beirut, but its war is 60 miles to the south, where Israel occupies a strip of Lebanese territory from which the Muslim militia have pledged to drive it out. Israel says the area it occupies is necessary to protect its northern border from guerrilla attack. Its front line inside Lebanon consists of a series of fortresses running like crusader castles the width of the country. The Muslim villages below them, mostly civilians but with Hezbollah men living there as well, are at the mercy of Israel's hilltop guns.
Yeah.
Daily, the Hezbollah attack the Israeli occupation troops. Daily, the Israelis shell the villages. Invariably, under Israeli air and artillery assault, it's the Lebanese Muslim civilians who suffer and who respond with anger.
The Israeli jets with the most advanced American technology, okay, they come and they just turn the house upside down. A guy, a kid, he's like maybe 15 or 16 years old, okay, just 200 meters from here. They took him like 4 days it took, you know, the rescue workers to try to dig deep to find pieces of his body. Why? What did this kid do to you? I mean, it just puzzles me. How can the world just watch on and do nothing? It's just amazing. And then talk about, you know, basic human rights. I mean, the right to live, even, it's not respected.
بقولوا عنا حضارة وعنا نحنا مع الشعب وبجية وبسمينا نحنا أرهابية بتفوت لي عبيتي عبيتي وأنا بدي أزعبك من بيتي بكن أنا أرهابي واللي بيهجم لك عبيتك وبيحتلك وبيذلك ما إحنا ما بنقبل ننزل
She was injured during a shelling on Nabatiye, and they brought her here. She was shocked, and there was some pieces of bumps in her abdomen. She had a lot of blood lost, and today she was worse, and we had to reopen her because it's usually after a bomb injury, we have some complications because it's infected.
طلعنا على الطريق وهربانين من البيت ضربوا صاروخ تاني ما عادش عرفنا حالنا نحن وين كل واحد راح لميل تاني يعني تخبينا ماما قصرت وصارت تنزف افتكرت انه ماتت لما صرت عيط لها وصرخ لها كنا نعيط لبعضنا ما نسمع من جدار صوت طيارة ما نسمع شيء قلنا ماما استشهدت ماتت ما عاد تحكي شيء لانه مات فيها انقطع نفسها بس لما طلع خي حملها وجابها لقيناها عم تنزف
Even children are wounded and 3 weeks ago there was a shelling on Arab Salim and we had 2 children dead one with an opened thoracic cage and without one lung and the other was injured on her head and she died
I've travelled to see the United Nations in southern Lebanon more than 100 times. They've been there since 1978, when the UN demanded an Israeli withdrawal. But the Israelis paid no attention. And like the Muslims of Bosnia, the Muslims of southern Lebanon can't rely upon the UN to protect them. The UN can patrol, but it can't stop the war.
And we have a tank down, just landed down here.
This road, Nick, looks like the kind of road I wouldn't walk down in Lebanon. It's got muck all over it. Have you been down here recently?
In the past 3 weeks, it's considered dangerous.
Why?
Because it is covered by both Israeli-backed compounds. Mm-hmm. And they
up here and up here.
Yes, and they tend to fire on it with heavy machine gun fire. Mm. Which is quite a long range.
What about these trees? It looks like sort of guerrilla cover. Is it
well,
what the Hezbollah use?
They're using this recently as a launching pad to attack this compound because they have good cover with the trees and the wadi here. They won't be seen until the last minute.